Naughty 640.
It's part of the show that we slap an M rating onto if you do have kids in the car this morning.
Or listening at home.
Just be aware. This might not be the best part for them.
Yep. Tim, I'm going to call you out on something. I see a lot of your weird Facebook activity. I think it's because we're like close and we tag each other in heaps of stuff.
I come up in your newsfeed a lot. Okay.
I saw that you clicked attending an event, and the event was something, I can't remember the exact words. It was basically like twerking level one in Melbourne.
Melbourne level one twerk workshop. Yeah. I'll bring it up.
It's like, Tim's going to this?
Melbourne City Beginner Twerk Course. And the funniest thing is, once you click attending on one, like they start target advertising you for the others. So now I'm also being advertised for Melbourne Twerk Course Level 2, Heels.
I saw this and I was like, oh man, what the heck is he getting into now?
Have you ever seen the videos of these twerk classes? There's like,
no.
There's just like 80 women just sprawled across the floor, just gyrating.
I was like, he's going because like twerking turns him on and he just wants to be around.
I'm not actually going.
And you probably are.
You'd have to pay, I think. I don't think it's a free class. And it's in Melbourne. I have to drive.
If there's ever been a time to flash a media pass, that's got to be it.
Have you ever, what are your thoughts on twerking? Can you twerk? Have you tried to twerk?
Yes, I can. I have got a booty on me and I can twerk, but look, I think I view twerking in the same way that I view like a lot of other types of dancing. I think it's cool and I think it's a skill. I don't know whether it turns me on. Like, I don't know if it's like a sexual thing. However, I do have a friend by the name of Tiana.
Well, why would it turn you on?
Because that's what they do at like strip clubs and stuff.
Yeah, but are you attracted to girls?
No.
So then why would you be attracted to a girl twerking?
I don't know, but I don't know if I'd be attracted to a guy twerking either. I've got a friend named Tiana who is such a good twerker. She actually got up, there was this festival that we went to and she got up in front of thousands of people. They just decided to have this random twerking contest on the stage. She got up, I'm talking literal thousands of people, and she competed against three other girls and she smashed it out of the park. And I'm not joking, the whole day people coming past, oh my God, you're that twerking girl. And she was like notorious for it. She's so good at it. But I think hers is sexy because I think it's such a skill. I think she's so good at it. And I think it's just the fact that like she's good at something that makes it sexy.
It's not the fact that she's good at something. It's the fact that she's good at twerking in particular.
What does it do for you?
You know, it's not like the sexiest form of dance. Like, yeah. Like if you see someone do like a Latin dance or something, you're like, oh my God, the whole thing is
very
rhythmic,
sensual,
and amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, you want to know what twerking is for me when you see it? It's not even like, oh, what a fun dance. It's just like, that would be amazing in bed. What would that look like if it was on my body?
Yeah, right. Okay. So
that's all it is.
Picturing it in another scenario.
It's literally just you are doing a sex move and all I have to do is put me under there in my imagination.
Oh,
that's
really?
All twerking is in a guy's mind. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I've got it all wrong because I was like, it's just because they're good at something. Like, if someone was super good at the worm, I'd be like, yeah, cool, man.
Yeah,
I'm
but
into
you're
that.
Not picturing you being the dance floor underneath the worm, are
Maybe
you?
We are, Tim. Maybe we are.